Man, I wanna tell y'all something, man. Man, I'm not gonna let these material things get in my way, y'all. I'm trying to get somewhere.
How are you doing today? This is Greg Ziegler, and I'm speaking to heroic married men. In the email that I send out to you, I'm gonna post the URL for a 40-second video on communication that I'd appreciate you watching. For the most part, men and women speak different languages. Men speak in facts while women speak in feelings. Men prefer the bottom line while women enjoy the entire story. Men tackle one task at a time while women engage one relationship at a time. And I say these things knowing that that's certainly not 100% true all the time. And it can be exceptional for one couple to where some of the roles in that regard are reversed. But at the same time, these are generalities that tend to be true for a lot of people, so it's no wonder we sometimes struggle to foster meaningful and effective communication in our marriages. Poor communication can turn a minor issue into a major conflict. So here's heroic husband challenge number 3. Invest the needed time learning a new language, her language. Foster the 5 C's of good, healthy communication spelled out for us by the Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 4. Number 1, be clear. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 15. We're to speak the truth in love. This is different from saying what is true using a tone that can hurt your wife. Men often speak clearly, but sometimes with a brutal harshness. That is not speaking the truth in love. So be clear, but be clear in love. Be calm. Ephesians 4:26, in our anger, we're not to sin. Anger is a legitimate emotion. But we're unwise and careless if we allow our anger to become sinful. Anger becomes sinful when it's motivated by pride and when it lingers and when we use it to attack the person instead of the problem. So sometimes we need to take a time out. We need to take a break if we need to calm down. So be clear, be calm, be current. Ephesians 4:26 and 31, we're not to let the sun go down while we're still angry. Bitterness and resentment are marriage killers. Those two ugly dogs can rip a marriage apart. And it's our job to protect ourselves from bitterness. Do not allow ill feelings to linger. The 4th C is to be constructive. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 29. Our communication should be wholesome, helpful, and beneficial. That's a mouthful. And a lot of times difficult. Constructive is always future-oriented. A complaint is always focused on the past, and it usually makes the receiver feel like they need to be defensive. A request will usually be aimed at the future and therefore can be more constructive. Communication is not constructive when we beat someone up over what they've already done. Constructive communication makes a clear request for the future. In the future, would you mind? And you fill in the blank. The point is to be constructive. And 5th, be compassionate. Ephesians 4:32, we are to be kind and compassionate to our wives, forgiving them just as Christ forgave us. Sometimes men claim that they were absent the day that God was handing out mercy and compassion, but that's a lame and a passive excuse. We know that. Compassion is not a gift that we either have or we don't have. It's a posture that we must choose when relating to our wives. You know, like Kurt Bruner mentioned in our Rekindled campaign, as men, we have the opportunity, not only the opportunity, we have the responsibility, we have a call from God to be Christ to our spouses, to show them what the gentleness and the forgiveness and the love of Christ is all about. Which of the 5 C's do you need to put intentional effort into over these next few days? Why not start by apologizing for ways that you've blown it, and ask your wife for her forgiveness? Are you bold enough to share with her your desire to improve in that area and to ask for her help and for patience? Keep in mind that the 5 C's are for us, not for our wives. We're not to point out her communication mistakes. That would be an unwise thing at this point. Really, what we're talking about is giving ourselves to the Lord and becoming Christ to our wives. It's the husband's job to lead whenever it comes to wise and tender communication in marriage. Hang in there, guys. Take courage. And I hope you have a great week in the Lord.